Today we wanted to bring part of our family sessions to our entire church congregation and those of our visitors and everybody that is here with us. So we're going to do this in two parts. We're going to do our first part, which is something that we're going to introduce and then we're going to do, and it's a model of something that we're going to be doing over the next 7 months as we connect our family service to our full service. And then after we've done that kind of little connection piece, we're actually going to do a part of what we just did for our family service this past week together with the congregation. So for our first part, once a month, we hold a family session. It's an opportunity for intergenerational ministry where everyone is welcome to join us, ages 0 to 199. And there we engage in conversation, discussion. Sometimes we act things out. Sometimes we draw. Sometimes, I'm sorry, Caitlin, but I sing, others sing. And so we learn about our church and our church family together. For the next few months in our family sessions, we are exploring the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism. On the Sunday after the family session, we'll choose one adult and one child who was present at the family session to share a reflection on that principle for that month with our full church community. The adult and child are chosen ahead of time, so they're not just thrown out there on the spot, and they can prepare the words that they're going to say. So that is what Caitlin and I are going to model and do right now is our first reflection. So the seven UU principles are the values that hold us together as a congregation, that give us our identity, and that draw others to join us. When we say that we affirm these principles, we give them our stamp of approval. When we say that we will promote them, that means we try to live by them and help others know how to live by them too. Today, Natalie, myself, and Caitlin will introduce one of the UU principles and tell us what it means to us. So today we celebrate the first UU principle. We affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person.
Another way to say this principle is we believe that each and every person is important.
To me, living this principle means that I understand that every person is worthwhile just because they are a person. It doesn't matter their religion or their race or their ethnicity. It doesn't matter their sexuality. It even doesn't matter their political leanings or what country they're from or what they may think or feel. They have worth because they exist, and that makes them worthy.
To me, it means to be welcoming to people and to be unique and caring in your own way and to do what you love most.
In the days ahead, Caitlin and I will challenge you, and we ask you to be conscious of this UU principle and to think about what it means in your own life.
Please join us now in saying the words of the first principle that are up on the screen.
We affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. So that was our reflection, and we'll do a reflection like that, just a small piece, that reflection every month to connect to the principles that we are doing. For the rest of our message time today, we're going to bring part of our family session to you guys. So in our family sessions, we spend a lot of time talking to each other. Like I said, sometimes we might act something out because we don't always have the words for our ideas. Caitlin likes to act things out. Sometimes we sing. I like to sing. Sometimes we draw things as a way to express our thoughts that we have on questions that are part of the theme for the family session. We really like to share our opinions and experiences, don't we? So for our message today, we're inviting you to join in our discussion about the first principle. At our family session, we talked about the song Come, Come, Whoever You Are, and how to be welcoming. And then Caitlin gave some people some homework to make a welcome sign that we could put in our church to welcome people in. Because we know that there are many people who may come to our church for a Sunday service or for a family session or for an event that may not be part of our church community already. And we know that at the beginning of our service, we always say, today, you are part of our church community. So they understand that they're welcome. So what we're going to do now is we're going to ask a question. And what we would suggest that you do is if you're here in the sanctuary, turn to a neighbor. And we're going to give you a few minutes to share your opinion on this question. If you are online and you have somebody with you in the house that you would want to turn to and share your opinion, you can. Or if it's only you there, I would suggest that you could put it in the chat for another to see your opinion, Or you can save it and share it with somebody later, and that's okay as well. You could post it on our church Facebook page. You could share it with somebody you see later today. But everybody be thinking and sharing this answer. Caitlin, do you want to ask our first question?
What does this principle mean for you?
So, for our first principle, that we affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person, we're going to give you guys about 3 minutes to share with somebody, what does this principle mean for you? That question went exactly like it goes in our family sessions, where it gets a lot of conversation happening. We have another question that we wanted to do about our first principle, and Caitlin's going to read the question, and then we want to tell you a little bit about what we talked about at our family session about it, and then we'll read it again so you can remember it for your discussion part. So, Caitlin, what's our other question?
What does the first principle mean for us when it comes to people we disagree with, even dislike?
Do you want to tell us a little bit, tell everybody a little bit about what we talked about in family session about this question? Okay, I can start first. This was a really hard question for us in our family session to think about people that we disagree with and why we might disagree with them, and then people that we dislike. And we talked a lot about when people make choices that are mean to us or to others, how can we be welcoming to them, and how can we believe that they're worthwhile and respect them, but also at the same time understand that they're doing actions that are harmful. And what we kind of came to is that we disagree about the answers on that, and that's okay. That part of us exploring these principles means that we don't leave family session with just like, aha, we figured out the answer, and we're done. Sorry, you guys thought we were going to bring the answer to you today, but we didn't. And so we've talked about it a little bit since Wednesday because it's one we're not sure we have an answer for yet, and we're going to keep thinking about it. Caitlin, what were some of your thoughts on how we can be welcoming, but also people who are mean?
So if there's like people who are kind of mean and harmful that happened some time ago, maybe you could try to find the good in them to see if you could actually feel safe here, because you might not. Like, sometimes you don't feel safe if there's people who have harmed you sometime in life. So try to find the good in them, maybe, or try to be like their friend and try to get close to them in case they have like a good side to them.
We also talked about safety a lot because we were thinking, what if there's somebody who does come to our church, and we want to be welcoming to everybody who comes to our church, but what if somebody comes and their words or their ideology is harmful to people here? Yeah, if they were physically harmful, or if what they believe is harmful to us for our mental health or for our spiritual health, that it is okay for us to believe everybody is worthy, but also to say that can't happen here. So we want our church to be a safe place for us. And if there's somebody who's making our church unsafe, it's okay to say you can't be here because you're making it unsafe. And so we talked about how it doesn't mean that we have to just let them be mean to us. We have a right, because we are also unique and worthy, to say we are going to exist and we're going to be us, and you can't be here if your belief is going to harm us. So do you want to repeat the question and see what others might discuss that they say? What was our question?
The question is, what does the first principle mean for us when it comes to people we disagree with or dislike?
And we're going to do the breakout room again and invite you, if you want to do your same neighbor or find a different one, we're going to do a few minutes to discuss this question. Okay, so Caitlin and I are wondering, is there anybody out there that in that couple minutes of talking completely figured it out? Do you think they did?
No.
No?
No. It's like, it can be right, but it can't. But it sometimes can't. So it's like one of those like cliffhangers that you cannot find out. Like, I don't think there's a right answer or a wrong answer, because you could believe any of those.
And that is what we learned in our discussion about the first principle at our family session, is that it is a little bit like a cliffhanger. When we leave the family sessions, you take what you've learned with you, and you keep thinking about them. And it's a little bit related to maybe possibly another one of our principles about our search for truth. And we are going to keep searching and discovering over the next few months. So we challenge you today, like we said, to continue this conversation about the first principle and to think about what it means for you to say that we affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Thank you.